Contending for the faith one verse at a time. Welcome to Truth Matters Church. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Making the Most of Our Time. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. It's been said that each day we have is a gift, and this is true. Yet it's a gift that is meant to be useful in service to the Lord. As we've seen throughout our study in Ephesians, the Apostle Paul put a strong emphasis on the necessity, or in fact the command, for Christians to walk the walk that we talk. The same is found in Christ's teachings and throughout the whole of Scripture. And as we'll see today, part of this walk includes using our time wisely and for the glory of God. In Ephesians 5, verses 15 to 17, Paul wrote, "Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." In verse 16, making the most is translated from the Greek word exagorazo, which is more accurately rendered ransom or rescue from loss. This translation seems to amplify Paul's point that one way we can be mindful in our daily walk as believers is by rescuing our time from being wasted or lost. It's a task, and it requires diligence and determination, and it does not happen by accident. While I find no biblical prohibition against hobbies, and the Jews were given a full day of rest each week, we should not waste our time. This waste can come in many forms, from raw laziness to just being focused on the wrong priorities and goals. Spending too much effort on anything that yields only worldly results or pleasures is really a poor use of the time God has given us. Instead, we should be conscientious with our time so that it is used in a way that furthers the kingdom, blesses others, and brings the Lord honor and praise. Paul says we should do this because the days are evil. This comes from the Greek panaraos, which means bad, wicked, and worthless. Indeed, as we can easily see looking at the pursuits of the lost, the days we live in are quite evil. The celebration of everything ungodly and immoral is really just the tip of the iceberg. This evil stems from the world's rejection of Christ as Savior and the worship of self and all created things. When I read this verse, I was reminded of the Apostle John's statement in 1 John 2, verse 18. "Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this we know that it is the last hour. These Antichrists are those who stand proudly in opposition to Christ and the true gospel." Jesus also made mention that near his return, evil would increase so much that it would be very difficult even for believers to remain faithful. In his prophetic Olivet Discourse, he said, "Because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will grow cold, but the one who endures to the end, he will be saved." That's Matthew 24, verses 12 and 13. So, while we have today, let's make the most of it, standing firm in our faith and using our time wisely in ways that glorify God and bring others to the kingdom. Paul follows up this instruction with a command not to be foolish, but to understand what the will of the Lord is. An obvious question here might be, how do I know what the will of God is? Thankfully, this is clearly revealed throughout Scripture, even earlier in our study of this letter, where we read, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them." That's Ephesians 2, verse 10. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18, Paul wrote, "In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." And in 1 John 3, verse 23, we find, "This is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he commanded us." Understanding God's will is key to bringing him honor and praise. God's will for us is fairly simple, that we believe in his Son, that we walk in love, that we give thanks in all circumstances, and ultimately, we bring him praise and glory through our good works. With this in mind, every day we can use Paul's lesson here as a grounding rod for deciding how best to use the time and resources that God has so graciously granted us. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed this expository devotional, subscribe to the Truth Matters Church podcast on Sermon Audio, Apple, iHeart, TuneIn, and many other platforms. And for even more teaching, visit truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.